Today is the 8th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, then I'd really appreciate it if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It's 99p a month, probably about $1.20 a month. And your support would go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about it, please head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can simply follow all the links to everything, including our social media, in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? God, our Father, Creator and Sustainer, in you alone we put our hope. You who give all good things, seen and unseen, in you alone we put our hope. God, the Son, Saviour and Redeemer, who died for our sins and rose again, in you alone we put our hope. God, the Spirit, Teacher and Comforter, who moves us to sing, "Our God reigns," in you alone we put our hope. God, three in one, in you alone we put our hope. Amen. 1 Kings 1, verse 37. Just as the Lord was with my Lord the King, so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord, King David. There are times in the Bible when it feels like Groundhog Day, when we see history repeat itself, and our chapter today is one of those. Adonijah was the fourth son of King David, according to the Bible. He was born in Hebron when David was involved in the civil war with the house of Saul. And as David comes to the end of his life, he briefly proclaims himself king of Israel because his father is dying. But he actually peacefully cedes the throne to his brother Solomon. And now you can kind of understand why Adonijah thought that he was going to be king, because after the death of his elder brothers Amnon and Absalom, he was next in line. Apparently. Well, at least so he thought. However, he was supplanted by Solomon through the influence of Bathsheba and through the diplomacy of the prophet Nathan. You see, they convinced David to give orders that Solomon should immediately be proclaimed king and be given the throne. And I find myself thinking about how quickly a power vacuum is created when a leader is no longer able to lead. David is dying. That's obvious. It's all the stuff around him giving a carer, and that happened in the first few verses. It's an indication that David is dying and he is no longer able to lead. And so there is a power vacuum here. And we see it so often in churches. Someone who has power either moves on or passes away, and suddenly there's a scrabble to fill the gap. And I think it just goes to show how important it is to prepare for succession. Something we don't do particularly well, unfortunately, in churches, because we don't like to think about the death of people or the cycle of life, those sort of things. But as I was thinking about this, I was reminded of how Jesus was approached by the mother of James and John, asking Jesus if James and John can sit on either side of him in heaven. And Jesus' reply is important for us. It's important for us to remember. He calls his disciples aside, and after there's a bit of an argy-bargy about hurt feelings and etc., 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 says this to them: "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles dominate them, and the men of high position exercise power over them. It must not be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be the first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And that's the vital thing that comes to us when we think about succession planning. It's not about power. It's about servanthood. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Kings chapter 1. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 1 Kings 1. Now King David was old and getting on in years. Although they covered him with bedclothes, he could not get warm. So a servant said to him, "Let us search for a young virgin for my lord the king. She is to attend the king and be his caregiver. She is to lie by your side so that my lord the king will get warm." They searched for a beautiful girl throughout the territory of Israel. They found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The girl was of unsurpassed beauty, and she became the king's caregiver. She served him, but he was not intimate with her. Adonijah, son of Haggith, kept exalting himself, saying, "I will be king." He prepared chariots, cavalry, and 50 men to run ahead of him. But his father had never once reprimanded him by saying, "Why do you act this way?" In addition, he was quite handsome and was born after Absalom. He conspired with Joab, son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest. They supported Adonijah, but Zadok the priest, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and David's warriors did not side with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle near the stone of Zeheleth, which is next to Enrogel. He invited all his royal brothers and all the men of Judah, the servants of the king. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, the warriors, or his brother Solomon. Then Nathan said to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, son of Haggith, has become king? And our lord David does not know it." Now please come and let me advise you. Save your life and the life of your son Solomon. Go approach King David and say to him, My lord the king, did you not swear to your servant, Your son Solomon is to become king after me, and he is the one who is to sit on my throne? So why has Adonijah become king? At that moment, while you were still there speaking with the king, I'll come in after you and confirm your words. So Bathsheba went to the king in his bedroom. Since the king was very old, Abishag the Shunammite was serving him. Bathsheba bowed down and paid homage to the king, and he asked, What do you want? She replied, My lord, you swore to your servant by the Lord your God, Your son Solomon is to become king after me, and he is the one who is to sit on my throne. Now look, Adonijah has become king, and my lord the king, you didn't know it. He has lavishly sacrificed oxen, fattened cattle, and sheep. He invited all the king's sons, Abiathar the priest and Joab the commander of the army, but he did not invite your servant Solomon. Now, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to tell them who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, when my lord the king rests with his fathers, I and my son Solomon will be regarded as criminals. At that moment, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet arrived, and it was announced to the king, Nathan the prophet is here. He came into the king's presence and bowed to him with his face to the ground. My lord the king, Nathan said, did you say Adonijah is to become king after me, and he is the one who is to sit on my throne? For today he went down and lavishly sacrificed oxen, fattened cattle and sheep. He invited all the sons of the king, the commanders of the army, and Abiathar the priest. And look, they're eating and drinking in his presence, and they're saying, Long live King Adonijah! But he did not invite me, your servant, or Zadok the priest, or Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, or your servant Solomon. I'm certain my lord the king would not have let this happen without you letting your servants know who will sit on my lord the king's throne after him. King David responded by saying, Call in Bathsheba for me. So she came into the king's presence and stood before him. The king swore an oath and said, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from every difficulty, just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, your son Solomon is to become king after me, and he is the one who is to sit on my throne in my place. That is exactly what I will do this very day. Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground, paying homage to the king, and said, May the Lord, my King David, live forever. King David then said, Call in Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada for me. So they came into the king's presence. The king said to them, Take my servants with you. Have my son Solomon ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gion. There Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet are to anoint him as king over Israel. You are to blow the ram's horn and say, Long live King Solomon. You are to come up after him, and he is to come in and sit on my throne. He is the one who is to become king in my place. He is the one I have commanded to be ruler over Israel and Judah. Amen, Benaiah son of Jehoiada replied to the king. May the Lord, the God of my lord the king, so affirm it. Just as the Lord was with my lord, the king, so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. Then Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down, had Solomon ride on King David's mule, and took him to Gion. Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. Then they blew the ram's horn, and all the people proclaimed, Long live King Solomon! All the people followed him, playing flutes and rejoicing with such great joy that the earth split open from the sound. Adonijah and all the invited guests who were with him heard the noise as they finished eating. Joab heard the sound of the ram's horn and said, Why is the town in such an uproar? He was still speaking with Jonathan, son of Abiathar the priest, suddenly arrived. Adonijah said, Come in, for you are an excellent man, and you must be bringing good news. Unfortunately not, Jonathan answered him. Our lord King David has made Solomon king. And with Solomon, the king has sent Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they've had him ride on the king's mule. Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gion. They have gone from there rejoicing. The town has been in an uproar. That's the noise you heard. Solomon has even taken his seat on the royal throne. The king's servants have also gone to congratulate our Lord King David, saying, "May your God make the name of Solomon more well known than your name. May make his throne greater than your throne." Then the king bowed in worship on his bed. And the king went on to say this, "May the Lord God of Israel be praised. Today he has provided one to sit on my throne, and I am a witness." Then all of Adonijah's guests got up trembling and went their separate ways. Adonijah was afraid of Solomon, so he got up and went and take hold of the horns of the altar. It was reported to Solomon, "Look, Adonijah fears King Solomon, and he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, 'Let King Solomon first swear to me that he will not kill his servant with the sword.'" Then Solomon said, "If he is a man of character, not a single hair of his will fall to the ground. But if evil is found on him, he dies." So King Solomon sent for him, and they took him down from the altar. He came and paid homage to King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, "Go to your home." We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Well, actually, this week, this time, we're not going to pray. We're actually going to be listening to a hymn. If we were using our Walking the Way prayer book today, what you'd find is today would be a prayer for a renewed vision. And I'd be quoting the words of the hymn, "Be Thou My Vision." But I thought, actually, it'd be nicer to listen to it, actually. And I have this wonderful version by a man called Nathan Drake of Reawaken Hymns, who has just kind of revitalized it for me. So I thought we'd listen to "Be Thou My Vision" by Nathan Drake of Reawaken Hymns. Thank you. we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.